Hackenberg Momento.
Hi, is Dagoberto in?
Yeah, this is Dagoberto.
Hey, Dagoberto, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good, good. Sorry for the phone tag. Did you receive my message?
Yes, I have.
All right, cool.
Listen, the thing is, I'm not getting paid by my customer, which are the municipality, until the 30 of this month. Yeah, and I need to make a payment before I can even get the money. Yeah. Okay, so I won't have the money until the 30th.
All right. Okay, give me a second here while I write some notes. Bear with me. Can I put you on hold while I bring up your file?
Sure.
Hi, Dagoberto.
Yeah, hi.
So here's, just, you know, I'm not a salesperson, so I'm not trying to push you. I'm in underwriting, but I just want to give you the details. In my industry, and just take this as someone that wants to help you, sometimes people, if they're not given the details, they can lose their approval. And once these approvals get lost, there's very little I can do to reactivate them. And I've had customers, come to me, frankly, in tears and beg for the money. I'm like, hey, look, sorry, they won't let the approval go through. And honestly, I do not know why I've never heard of a vendor shipping equipment without money. That to me is crazy. The vendors that I worked with when I was on the sales side, if I ever told them to ship equipment without money, they would laugh at me. They'd say, absolutely not. So here's the reality of what needs to be done, and I'm just going to give you a checklist. The invoices we received are already past due. They're past due. We will generally not, and he said, hey, I've got to talk to someone in accounting, but I'm here to get your loan funded. The invoices had no sales tax, and they're old. If we get an old invoice, there's a strong chance your deal falls apart in funding. It just falls apart.
I can talk to Rick because they do want to get paid.
No, that you need to give him a ring, and you need to get an invoice with sales taxes that's current. Here's the other thing. I understand that you are waiting for your money, but here are the facts. Number one, we never received your loan documents. No one mailed us anything. We never received anything, from what I understand.
Okay. We did that a while back ago. The only thing that was missing was Carlos' signature. What am I going to do?
No. We never received anything.
Uh-huh. Well, you told me that before. What I'm going to do is I put it in a regular mail, I think we did. We're going to get that Carlos signature and everybody's signature, and we'll send it to you again.
I sent you a prepaid FedEx slip. I strongly suggest you that use this FedEx slip so we can track it.
You sent me
a FedEx slip, correct. I'm very sure I did. I can check. Give me a second. Hold on a second.
Because what I did, what we did,
hear me okay?
Yes.
Perfect. So what were you, we're looking at those documents, correct?
Oh, okay, yeah. What you did is send me, I didn't know that you were here. You did not send me an envelope. What you sent me was a page. A white page.
You go to the FedEx and you give them that page.
Oh. Okay.
You put it in that it's prepaid for you. But right. here's what needs to happen. You need to get a current invoice from this vendor with sales tax. I don't work for the vendor. You know, I work for Bank of Cardiff. But I got to tell you, and hopefully you appreciate the honesty, if we don't address this, you will lose your funding. Right. And I do, and I cannot be as, I'm trying to be as serious as possible and not beat around the bush. You will lose your funding if not taken care of. You call this vendor, because you need to get an invoice and figure out where the invoice is with sales tax, because he thought you had it and I can't get in the middle. You need to figure out what this invoice is sales tax, and it should have a current date on it. If we do an invoice that's past due, I mean, it can have a current ship date, but if it says net 30, you could create issues. Number two, it sounds like you're waiting on some money to send us some money. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Can I give you my 2 cents?
Yes.
Okay. If you continue to wait, there's a stronger chance your deal will fall apart. And the reason behind that is this. Even if we get a current invoice, you're going to have a ship date. And if we go to do our site inspection and we do a call and they say, hey, when did you get this equipment, by the way? Mm-hmm. When did you get the equipment, by the way?
I would say about 20 days ago.
Okay. So if you have this equipment...
Let me see when we got it here. Because one thing is when they ship it and one is when we got it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Thank you.
Dagoberto, can I call you back in 3 minutes? I just have someone beeping through, and I want to. They're a site inspector. Can I call you back literally in 3 minutes? Dagoberto? Hello? Dagoberto. Hello? Hello? Dagoberto?
Hello, yes.
Hey, I thought I lost you. So.
I was looking for the receiving ticket.
Okay.
Okay, let me see.
Well, here's kind of what I would give you the information you need to make the best decision.
Yeah. Okay, it was about the 15th that we got the material of... June.
Okay. So it's the 15th. You're on the time crunch. Needs to be done. So I'm not in the funding department, so just once the document gets sent in, my job is to underwrite the proposal file. Just because I underwrite it, there's no guarantees of funding. And the only thing I'd share with you is this. My kind of approach is be blunt with people. Your file's above $100,000. There's a very limited marketplace at these kind of terms for over $100,000. So just, there is very limited. So here's my suggestion. If you want to move forward with this approval, we should get docs in immediately. You should go to the FedEx, send us documents today. We should get them into funding today. Now, you have an issue because you're waiting for money from a customer, correct?
Right.
Okay.
And you want to get paid before you even fund the money.
I don't want to do anything on an agreement of this size. I'm not looking to get paid. It represents your first and last payments. That's it. It represents your first and last. Now, I can see. Hold on, let me speak. I can see. I'm just trying to help. I can see if we can do a first only payment. But this is my suggestion. If you need some additional cash, we can try to give you a cash loan. We don't need to give you $1 million. If you want a quick 20 or 50 grand, we can give it to you. You can give a discount for paying off early.
I'm on the phone. Okay.
Because my only concern is this, and I'm just trying to be as clear as possible because I don't want to be the bad guy. I hate being the bad guy. There is a strong transaction because we waited so long, your funding could fall apart. And I don't have alternative programs to get you money. And I don't want to call you and say, hey, Dagoberto, I'm sorry, we can't move forward. You're going to have to find another program because that puts you in a very awkward position. So my thought is this, if you need some additional cash to make this happen, what I will do is this, I will see if I can write this deal as first only, basically not a first and last payment, but I would strongly suggest you considering doing, are you familiar with a working capital loan or no?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you how it works. I give you a quick amount of cash over 6 months to 12 months. There's a discount. If you want to pay it off early, there's a discount.
Yeah.
It's however much money you want. What's a reasonable amount for you? We'd probably give you something in the range of up to a minimum of 20, a maximum of 50 grand. And it might be the solution for you. And I've done this before where a customer has needed some additional cash to pay the first and last payment. That might be an avenue for you to explore because I don't want to – we're kind of in a holding pattern right now.
Right.
And the problem is, the longer you wait, it's me being in, I have to make like an educated decision. the longer I wait to get this in, or you wait to get this into funding, the more problems that are going to come up. Because if you get an invoice that says equipment was shipped 50 days ago, someone in the, and it was due 20 days ago, someone in the funding department is going to say, well, why are we paying on a past due invoice? We're going to kill this deal. And that is the issue that is going to come up.
Okay. Okay, should I talk to this guy, what's the name, about the additional funds?
What all I need you to do is, I'll tell him we spoke. You need to email him the last 6 months of full bank statements, but you need to get those documents into the FedEx to us immediately.
Well, I can even send him a copy of the requisition of payment.
I don't need that. I need your last 6 months of business banking statements.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
But please, can you get those documents to us today? Not the check, just the documents?
Yes. Okay. Now, the other thing is, why is that you need to have Carlos Evia? Carlos Evia is our qualifier. We put him 10%, but he is a qualifier for the company. The owner.
We know he's 10%. He was submitted as the paperwork. This is a corporate loan. We require all major owners.
Yeah, but 10% is not a major owner.
Okay, he was presented. It's part of the approval. I'm not on this approval, Dagoberto. There's no sales pressure for me. I'm not making any money off your loan. I'm an underwriter, brother. If there's a problem, we can remove him. Just you wouldn't qualify for this loan. I'm not going to start futzing with it. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
Is there a problem with him signing? I know we've talked about this, and I don't like to beat around the bush. Is there a problem with him signing?
The only problem is that the guy went on vacation. Number one, we don't want to get him into that position because he, as I say, you know what a qualifier for a company is? One who is an engineer who qualifies us to do engineering work.
Okay.
But he did not put any money, and we just present him as a qualifier, and we give him 10% of the company.
Let me explain kind of the situation because I'm not going to put any pressure on you. You've done a home loan before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is equivalent to you doing the home loan, and during the closing process, you're deciding to change jobs. The person on the other line is saying, do not change your job until you get your loan funded. Once your loan's funded, no one really cares. That's the same here. You've got a transaction in motion that you need to pay a vendor for a large amount of money. We're not going to throw any spokes in this wheel. We had him, his social was presented to our credit department. That's why we added him. The document he needs to sign is a fax document. It's not an original. That's why we made a separate page for him. So he can just print that out and fax it over to you or scan it back to me. It does not need to be a wet ink signature. Everything else needs to be signed.
Yeah.
All he's signing is, he's saying if the company does not pay, he, along with you and Grace, can have to pay the balance. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah, no, the material we got it here on the 18th.
So what you need to do is this. You need to call the 18th. You need to call Rick and get an invoice and figure out the sales tax issue, and you need to get those documents in the FedEx to me today. I will give you a call back either later today or tomorrow morning on if we can do first payment only and additional, and then you need to email the rep the other 6 months bank statements. But you need to get on this now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.